I'll begin by a short prayer that I want to give this morning. God of abundant hospitality, Jesus tells us that in your house there are many mansions, a place for all of your children. So may our lives become a spacious sanctuary where all who enter would find peace, rest, and adventure, and be blessed of your love for having been welcomed there. As we have been the recipients of your living water in Christ Jesus, to the point of our cup overflowing, move us from hostility to hospitality, so that we would have all we need to carry out Jesus' instructions of offering a cold cup of water to any of your children. It's for the sake of the gospel message and your kingdom in many blessings that we pray. Amen. In 2016, a new pastor was called to a congregation. During her first week at this congregation, her mother fell sick and was taken to a hospice. In the hospice, she needed care and attention 24/7. A group of three women in the congregation volunteered to help the pastor by taking turns to be at her mother's bedside while she was attending other church business. I, too, received countless letters, countless phone calls, and sometimes I was invited to campfire dinners. And since the beginning of this deadly pandemic, you have been sending cards, you have been making phone calls, you have been sending food to different pantries and interceding for the country and the world. And I know. And so I wanted to let you know that I see what you do and I appreciate it. I have seen the cups of cold water being passed. And I want to thank you all. And I want to lift them to God in thanksgiving. And I want you to know that even those smallest acts of compassion made the world a better place and gladdened the heart of God. You know, when I first read this text, I came up rather empty in the first place. I think when you read it, you say, So what is it here? But it's only when you read the entire 10th chapter, then you're able to understand these last few verses that we just read. And then this one line jumped out to me, the last line of this brief passage. And whoever gives a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly, I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. Who are these little ones? I want to assume they are those among the most vulnerable surrounding Jesus, or perhaps Matthew's community. Perhaps the little ones refer to the disciples. But what strikes me is the simplicity of what's called for. Just a cup of cold water given to someone in need in the name of a disciple of Jesus. The disciples are about to go to a mission. They are going to share the gospel message by casting out unclean spirits and curing diseases and sickness. This is a tall order, isn't it? They are going to need serious provisions for something like this. But Jesus has instructed them to go out with only the clothes on their back. And that's it. No tunic, no money, no food. The only thing they have to rely on is the kindness of the strangers. Hospitality is their only provision. Behind Jesus' instructions to the disciples is a lesson for us all. Hospitality is crucial to the advancement of forgiveness and healing, of justice and mercy, of righteousness and hope. Well, if hospitality is so important, how do we practice it? Apparently, according to Jesus' instructions, by offering a cup of cold water. But how is it that cold cup of kindness, any meaningful extension of hospitality? In spiritual terms, that small gesture takes seriously the instructions Jesus gives to the disciples. Whoever welcomes you, welcomes me. Whoever welcomes me, welcomes the one who sent me. And according to the Jewish law of Jesus' time, a person's emissary or envoy was synonymous with that very person. Jews identified such a figure as a shaliach, which also means sent ones. And in one tradition speaks of a man's shaliach being like the man himself. Like Paul to the Galatians, he said, "You welcomed me as Christ Jesus." To welcome a disciple will even a cup of cold water is to receive Christ, and to receive Christ is to receive God. What a little thing do you think to give a cup of cold water? Jesus emphasizes the same by the use of this word, even. That's a key word in that phrase, even. We often imagine discipleship as requiring huge sacrifice. But Jesus made a turn and say, even giving a cold cup of water. But at other times, Jesus seems to say, it's nothing more than giving a cup of cold water to one in need, or offering a hug to someone who is grieving, or a listening ear to someone in need of a friend, or an encouraging word, a helping hand, or offering a ride to someone without a car, or volunteering at the local food bank, at the homeless shelter, or going out your way to say something kind, rather than avoiding someone who lives on the street. Offering your time and money to a charity or advocacy group. These are some of the great unsung success story of grassroots faith at work. Not just for the obvious support they give to the neediest, but for the vehicle of love that they provide for the faithful. These acts are not a one-off event, but constitute the defining feature of the mission, generating the social settings where God's way is articulated, discerned, and either accepted or rejected. I don't know about you, my siblings, but I suspect that there are opportunities to offer cups of cold water almost everywhere we look. What does this text mean to us and about discipleship. Discipleship doesn't have to be heroic. Like all the small acts of devotion, of mercy, tenderness, forgiveness, that go largely unnoticed, but tend the relationships that are most important to us. So also the life of faith is composed of thousands of small gestures of mercy. Except that according to Jesus, there is no small gesture. Anything done in faith and love has a cosmic significance for the ones involved. And indeed, for the world, God loves so much. Because in the end, when you reach out with the love of Christ to another, there is no small gesture. Jesus says, the act of giving water to someone is a profound act of discipleship. But let us think within this context Matthew is writing. I want you to imagine a traveler in a hoty, dusty Palestine would appreciate a cup of cold water, isn't it? My son gave me this glass. It's really very cold from the fridge. And I want you to imagine, in the desert, someone you meet will give you cold water to quench your thirst. What a treat. What a reception. What a welcome. A drink of cool water. Not just a drink, but a cup of cold water. What a reception. What a way of telling someone that they are welcome in their home. So to give a cup of cold water was a symbol of meeting another person's essential need. The giving up of cold water was a pure gift, a meaningful expression of hospitality, and a genuinely welcome another disciple into one's home or community. So, my siblings, any act of kindness shown, any help given to the people of Christ will not lose its reward. The reason for helping is that the person in need belongs to God. It is to be noted how simple the help is. But the gift of this cup of cold water is of great significance in this case. We are not asked to do great things. Of course, it is good to do that. But small things matter in our lives. We are asked to give simple things that any person can give. It is the simple kindness that are needed. Putting a lost man on the right road, giving a thirsty man a drink of water, smiling to your neighbor, smiling to your spouse. That too is charity. But let me tell you a story. I love stories a lot. Let me tell you a story. There was a certain woman, a soloist. She told one story. That story of showing up at a choir practice 10 years ago alone, nervous and little edgy. She told the story of how so many people genuinely welcomed her into the group. The first impression was of great importance to her. In the first night of the choir practice, she was royally welcomed. Not in any formal or in ostentatious way, but in numerous informal ways. Little conversations, little hugs, little laughs, and little head nods, little looks. The spirit of the choir made her feel welcomed and important. And some few years later, she fell sick. And the whole choir took turns to take care of this soloist. The small hugs, the small looks, the small laughs on the first day changed her entire life altogether. She felt important in the choir group. Exactly. Because Jesus promised to come in time to redeem all in love, to fix all damage, to heal all hurts, and wipe the tears off every eye. We can, in the meantime, devote ourselves to the acts of mercy and the deeds of compassion, small and large, not trying to save the world. Jesus has promised to do that. But by simply trying to care for the little corner of the world in which we have been placed. Our mission is not to do everything as one person for the entire world, but is to make the difference in your little corner. Wherever you live, in Winthrop, wherever you live, in Watertown, in Bedford, in Cambridge, the little corner in your street, Helen Street, Figure Street, any place, little corner that you live, you can make a difference. Jesus is saying, not the entire world. You start with the smallest corner that you live. And so, even a little, even a cup of cold water can make a huge and unexpected difference to those to whom we give it. And according to Jesus, such acts have eternal and cosmic consequences. But there is a problem. I want to highlight a problem. There is a problem. And what is the problem? Inherently in every group, choir, in every confirmation class, in every Bible study group, in every worship service, the natural inclination is to be friendly to your old friends. This pattern is as old as human race. We continue to be friendly with our old friends and often unconsciously screen out other new people from our friendship patterns. This happens in our groups all the time. But all hope is not lost. You can start today. Go out your circle. Reach out to a person different to you. A person you have never spoken before. Your neighbor across the street. Reach out. Someone outside your circle altogether. And I want you to imagine, my dear siblings, that each and every act of mercy rings through the eons and across the universe, imbued with Christ's love for the world. A love we can share anytime and anywhere with gestures that may seem small in the eyes of the world, but loom large in the life of those who witness them. But you know what? You are already doing this. You are already doing it. At one time, our own president of the council, Lindsay, made a presentation in September 2019 after she visited the border. And she showed various pictures of her experience. And there was one picture that I observed so much. And I saw this guy in that picture of these immigrants. And of course, something rang in my mind. I interpreted what he was looking and what he was saying, thinking at that time. But I think, I don't confirm that, but I think this is what he said to these visitors. He was saying, yes, we are immigrants, but just treat us human beings. Just treat us as human beings. Treat us with love. That's all what we need. That small corner. That small corner, my dear siblings. But you know what? You are already doing this. We are already doing a lot of things in your community. You are already in countless and myriad ways making this world God loves so much a little better, a little more trustworthy, a little more joyful through your gestures of love, mercy, and compassion. There is no small gesture, my dear friends. And through your cups of cold water, hugs, helping hands, and the list goes on, you will not lose your rewards. What am I saying, my friends? Hospitality frees us to offer a cup of cold water to someone who might be in a situation completely foreign in our experience. Someone in our world that is outside our limited understanding. And when we are brought into a relationship with one another by the bond that hospitality creates, there is no more host and guest, no more insider and outsider. There is only one space in which we listen and learn from one another, value and honor one another, until all uneven ground on which we stand becomes level, and the rough places are made a plain. And these are the basics of the Christian hospitality. No surprises, ordinary things that you can do. Smile, hugging. Ordinary things makes a difference. No fancy things. Just an active awareness that all these little ones are our guests of honor, the honor of Christ. Welcome them as you welcome him. Love them as he loves you. But as I conclude, we have got a task, and this is the task that I want you to take home today. Our task is to consciously attend to the Christ in everyone. Christ in the stranger. Christ in the enemy. Christ in the friend. Christ in the spouse. Christ in the sibling. Christ in the politician who makes our blood boil. Christ in the one who believes differently than I do. Go and make a difference in your little corner. Amen.